Rachel Cochrane presents a podcast from the Houses of Parliament. It's the 13th of February 2014, and a historic event has just taken place as Kate Willoughby's play To Freedom's Cause was performed here in the Houses of Parliament in a packed Jubilee Room. This formed part of MP Emily Thornberry's campaign for a statue of suffragette Emily Davison in Parliament. Following the performance, a debate took place, chaired by Woman's Hour presenter Jane Garvey, with panellists Dr. Helen Pankhurst, Chi Onwuara MP, journalist Emma Barnett, and Yasna Carty of No More Page 3. Afterwards, we asked some of the audience what they thought about Kate's play To Freedom's Cause, and whether they thought the play could be valuable in areas where there's a low engagement in the voting system. Have with me Sabina Arthur. Sabina, what did you think of the play To Freedom's Cause?
I thought it was very inspirational to be here, especially in the Houses of Parliament, to see it and followed by a debate. And now seeing it in that way, I feel like it should always be accompanied by some sort of Q&A or debate discussion afterwards so that the issues get taken on and brought into the modern day.
Do you think there might be a role for this play, perhaps in areas where there's a low engagement with the voting system?
Definitely. I think this format of it could be taken into schools, colleges, prisons. On the tour that I was involved in last year, we did one performance in a prison, and I think it could do really well in that, especially with the debate element following the performance.
I'm here at the Houses of Parliament, just after the To Freedom's Cause debate and Kate Willoughby's play, with Charlie from the No More Page 3 campaign. Charlie, what do you think about the play To Freedom's Cause that you've just seen?
Well, I was sat next to a brilliant woman who wants to now start a one-woman campaign about the things she is not happy about the voting system. And we both agreed it was the most captivating piece of theatre that we've seen. I mean, I would say I've ever seen, because I just think the messages in it were so beautiful. And of course, you know, I have no problem with the word feminism at all, but I just truly believe this play should be seen in schools up and down the country, because I do think there's an issue with the fact that young people don't know this story. They're not particularly taught it in schools about the suffragette movement. They don't know what these women fought for.
So do you think this play could be used perhaps to help those groups in areas where there's perhaps a low voting proportion?
Definitely. I mean, for me, as an adult woman, I need things brought to life. I need things told, stories told in a way that is memorable, that's captivating, that explains to me, you know, some quite difficult issues. And of course, you know, I was aware of this story before coming here tonight, but actually I wasn't aware of all the facts of this story, and I've learnt something, and I'm somebody who's actively engaged in the feminist movement. So I think for young women to see this story and be fired up by this sisterhood, I can't think of anything better.
Thank you very much. Have with me Brian Asprey, the director of To Freedom's Cause, which was performed here in the Houses of Parliament this evening. Brian, what was it like to work on the play?
Well, it was really lovely to go into something as politically valuable. There's so many plays written these days that frankly you think, why did they bother to write that? But this was a really good piece that went somewhere. I was a bit sad that we had to cut some things because we had to bring it down to just over an hour. But the cast was amazing. They were so passionate about the play, and I think it came across tonight for the people in the audience. I know at the end, after that song, there were several people sniffling and wiping the tears away.
And do you think there might be a role for this play in the future, perhaps in areas where there's a low engagement with the voting system?
Well, I think what came out of the panel afterwards was a very deep need for a play like this to go around schools specifically. I've just been speaking to somebody here who used to teach in a school here in London. I think it's called Hillcroft, which was actually set up by the suffragettes. And obviously it's a dead ringer to go there. But also because of what one of the other people who asked questions said, was, you know, that they hadn't been taught about suffragettes in school at all. So in those terms, it's a really good thing to take around schools. And I hope to God that they get that going. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian, and congratulations on such a successful performance this evening. Thank you. I have with me Angela Nielsen of the Writers Guild of Great Britain, Irene Cockcroft, a suffrage historian, and Kate Glasspool of the Writers Guild of Great Britain. Could I ask what you thought about the play to Freedom's Cause this evening?
Well, it was very, very moving. I had tears in my eyes at the end, and it gave me a lot of food for thought, especially for going back to teach my students.
And do you think it might be used perhaps to effect in areas where there's a low voting ratio?
Well, I think it's a difficult one. Will it make them vote more? They learn this in history already in my class, but I'm not sure if it's going to make them go out and vote. I think it maybe has to be other things that really make them think about their role as a woman.
Thank you. Irene Cockcroft,
yes.
What do you think about the play?
I thought it was very moving, a marvel of stagecraft to produce it in this small area without any props. And the performance of the actors was very moving as well. I thought they did extremely well. And every word could be heard by everyone. We remarked on that particularly, because it's not always the case. So it has been a treat.
Do you think the play could be taken forward in any way to cause any
effect? I think it definitely should go to schools, where they're teaching history now as part of the national curriculum. It needs boosting, it needs sustaining, it needs real meat to this new thing on the history of women on the curriculum. Up until now, women haven't had any history at school level. And it's got to be taught in a lively manner that really engages the children. This is one subject that's about the audience as much as about the subject. Very important that we get it right and keep it lively.
Thank you very much. I've got Kate Glasspool with me. Kate, what did you think about tonight's play to Freedom's Cause at the Houses of Parliament?
I felt it was a very powerful drama. I thought that the use of music sung by the suffragettes, this was something I hadn't realised, really brought the message home. It's a very Spartan play. The production that we saw had no props, very little beyond their costumes. It made it very much more powerful, I think, even than in a conventional theatre setting. And I think it's a play that would travel well and can be performed in a variety of settings. I think it would really translate well in school contexts. It's simple, it's straightforward. Yes, it's extremely powerful, and I think very, very moving, performed in an intimate setting, perhaps more so than in a larger auditorium.
Do you think it might have any effect perhaps in areas where people tend not to vote?
Yes, I think it would. I think it's particularly important to take it into schools, mixed and single-sex schools. I think there's a lot of mileage behind this, and I would be very sad to see it die a death and to see it only performed occasionally by, you know, the odd sixth form. I really hope that they get some money behind it to make it travel, because it's this kind of thing that enlivens the curriculum. Women's suffrage is not studied in enough schools. It's still an optional subject. And to have resources like this, which, okay, can only be called upon by certain schools, is immensely illustrative of the women's movement in its early years. And our daughters don't see enough of this sort of thing.
Thank you very much. I have with me here Karen Ingalls-Smith. Karen, what did you think about the play to Freedom's Cause?
I thought it was fantastic, and what it did for me was remind me of the work that sisters before me have done and inspire me to carry on doing what I'm doing to make a difference.
Do you think the play might be utilised perhaps in areas where there's a low uptake of voting?
I think it could be, but I think I think we need to see politics a lot more wider than just voting, and I think young people need to engage with ideas and thought and need to be socially critical and to ask questions and not just accept things as they are. So I think voting's important, but it needs to be wider than that as well.
Thank you very much. I'm here at the Houses of Parliament, and I have with me Matthew Ward, historian and broadcaster. Matthew, What did you think about tonight's play, To Freedom's Cause?
The play was absolutely stunning. It had me in tears, it had the whole audience in tears. It's an extremely powerful piece of drama. Not just to think about the brutal treatment that was meted out to the great Emily Wilding Davison and to the other suffragettes, but of course, it's the resonance for today, where there are people around the world receiving the same brutal treatment. And so the battle's fought and won, partially by Emily Wilding Davison and her friends 100 years ago, have not yet been completed. And so the play inspires us all to carry on their struggle and complete the cause for which they fought 100 years ago.
And do you think the play perhaps may be of use in areas where there's a low engagement with the voting system?
That is where the play is absolutely vital. Last year, I was involved in a related project, which is a film about the suffragettes in Birmingham, around the same time as Emily Wilding Davison. And that play was a community project involving two schools in Birmingham, one an affluent suburban school, one an inner city school, and that engaged them into the political process for the future. And this great play, To Freedom's Cause, does a great deal more in telling the story of the struggle for universal suffrage than even a library full of books can. It will inspire young people today, not just young women, but young men too, to struggle for democracy and liberty for all. It is a vital play that needs to be shared around the country.
I have here Kirsty Murray. Kirsty, what did you think about Freedom's Cause play here at the Houses of Parliament?
I thought it was really inspirational. I think that more people need to know about Emily Wilding Davison and her legacy and how it can affect feminists today.
Do you think the play could be used in any way perhaps to engage those people that don't usually vote or perhaps disenfranchise from voting?
I think it would definitely give them pause to think about why we vote and the importance of having that freedom, because if it was taken away, it would have a huge impact. I think it could be used in schools to educate young people on how it came about, that it wasn't just something that we were given from the start of time, that it's something we've had to earn and that people's lives were lost in the cause.
Thank you very much. We're here at the Houses of Parliament after Kate Willoughby's play To Freedom's Cause. I have with me Kyra Williams, an actor in To Freedom's Cause. Kyra, what was it like being in To Freedom's Cause play and what does it mean to you?
Oh, it was actually a really fantastic experience. I'd known a little bit about the suffragettes and about Emily Wilding Davison, but I didn't know the details. And so I think working on this play has really made me think a lot more about what they went through, all they fought for, what we've got today. The debate that we had after the performance was really fantastic to listen to. And it was talking about you know, whether all they fought for, whether it's still relevant today. And I think the overwhelming agreement from everybody was that, yes, it is really relevant today, and that actually feminism isn't a dirty word. We should reclaim it and just continue pushing forward to redress any imbalances, to make sure that there are equal opportunities for women. And, yeah, that it's still a fight worth fighting. That's the main thing.
Kyra, do you see any role for the play, perhaps in areas where the uptake in voting and the engagement with voting is very low?
Definitely. What's been very interesting coming from the back of having this meet and greet after the debate and after the play's performance was that a lot of people said, we've got to get this play out into other communities, into schools. A lot of people have said it's a fantastic play to have in schools because it really highlights to people this little known period of history. And of course, when they taught history in schools and in terms of men and kings and things like that, then they're not talking about what happened for the women. So definitely, I think that's something that we could take to people and people who are interested in. So hopefully, touch wood, this won't be the last performance of To Freedom's Cause. There'll be lots of other performances to come. So yes, that would be great.
Thank you. I have with me Yaz Nakati, student and campaigner for No More Page 3. Yaz, what did you think of To Freedom's Cause, the play we've seen tonight at the Houses of Parliament?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was really wonderful, and at the end it brought me to tears. Yeah, I thought it was really, really moving, and I think more people should definitely see it.
Do you think that there might be a role for the play in areas perhaps where there's a low voting engagement?
Definitely. I think it was really inspirational, and I think it would make people think about, especially young women, think about the fight of Emily and the suffragettes, and how women have actually really struggled to get the vote. And now that we have it, we can't become despondent. We actually need to be active in politics and use our voices, because it was such a struggle before. And now that we have that platform, we need to express our opinions, and we need to vote. You know, we need to get involved.
Thank you very much. Here at the Houses of Parliament, I have with me Mark Gilbert. Mark, what did you think of the play To Freedom's Cause?
I thought it was really good. I thought it explored the issues around Emily Davidson's life, and I think it explored them from a variety of perspectives and gave a really kind of deep account of it, and most importantly, brought the events to life. The actors were all really good, and it was really engaging.
Do you think it could be used perhaps in areas where there's a low engagement with the voting system, perhaps where people are disenfranchised?
Definitely. I think the fact that the play had been performed in a prison was a good example of it being shown to people who were disenfranchised in society. And I think given the power of it, especially in such a close kind of environment, as someone who was sat on the front row, that was very apparent. I think the power of it would be something that I think would be really good for those people.
I have with me Kate Willoughby, the writer of the play and also the actor for Emily Wilding Davison. We're here at the Houses of Parliament. Kate, how did you think the play went tonight?
We had a great response. A lot of people have come up afterwards. In fact, there was a comment in the debate itself about how they felt that this was really appropriate for getting people to vote, which is exactly what I'm hoping to do with it next, working with yourself, Rachel, on a future project looking at votes for women, for vulnerable groups, bringing the play in as a catalyst, as part of a programme of workshops in the community. So I'm really thrilled tonight. Had great response. Jane Garvey said she loved it. Emma Barnett, members of the panel. So I think between us all, a great mix of people here tonight. I think we've done Emily proud. You can hear the chatter in the background. It's a great mix of people. People from charities, people making a difference in the community, a positive difference, as Emily Davison did. So let's get the statue of Emily Davison in Parliament.
Thank you, Kate, and all the best with your future plans.